I love your preacher. I mean that with all my heart. And I love him. I love his wife. I love his family. And you are so blessed here at this church to have this good man of God. I mean that. I really do. I'm in a different church every week. And most churches, a lot of them I'm in, those guys are looking for a bigger place, more people, something else down the road. But I don't read that in this man of God. He loves you. I hope you know that. I love you, preacher. I just want to tell you that. I mean that. I really, really do. And what a joy it is to be here tonight. Before I forget it, I want to say this about this CD. Is that song you just sang on that CD? All right. It's on there. Okay. For a donation. And he's got 10 of them for a donation to the radio ministry. So remember that. The donation goes to the radio ministry. And so be sure and remember that. Maybe he'll let me on the radio. Amen. I did that 30-some years. I really did 30-some years. But, I have to let my wife preach on it because I don't have time. whatever you give, if you do that, that goes straight to the radio ministry. So be sure and remember that. Remember that. And I hope you'll avail yourself to that tonight. Again, it's a joy to be here this evening. And my wife and I have thoroughly enjoyed being here these days. Right now makes my 24th time of walking behind this pulpit. 24 times. I'm surprised he let me come one time. In less, 24 times. Amen. And I'm so honored to be here this evening. And not only this evening, be here this week. I have enjoyed being here. And it's been a real joy to be here and be in the house of God with you. And I want to thank you for everything. I mean that with all my heart. Brother Alton, Miss Carol tonight. Man. Was that good? Y'all raise your hand so everybody know who y'all. Raise your hand. Everybody in the building ought to go home with them tonight. She fixed enough and they fixed enough food today to feed this county, man. And I ate twice. I got two helpings. But had I not been preaching, I'd have took another round. Amen. And it was great tonight. I appreciate the good meal. Then not only the good meal from them, but the good meal this week from the preacher's family all week long. I've enjoyed that. And the good fellowship. It's been my joy to be here this week. And I really appreciate the Lord helping us and speaking to our hearts. And I pray you'll help us in service tonight. I mean that. And I'll just say this real quick. Again, I'm so thankful that I'm in a church. It's never changed. You're still doing the right thing, still doing it the right way. And you know what? I have seen pianos that will reach from here to that wall over yonder. But I have never seen a piano that anybody could get out of it what y'all do. Where's that lady at? God bless you. And Brother Jacob and Miss Jacob, man, if I was going to have a radio ministry, what's the song y'all played last night? There is a fountain. That would be my intro and outro right here at Grace Baptist Church. Amen. That was great. I've enjoyed it all week. And how about that Leonard Fletcher song tonight while the choir was singing? You know Brother Leonard Fletcher? He's a preaching machine, man. He's wrote some great songs. And I enjoyed that good singing tonight, good singing by my wife, and all the good singing this week. I have enjoyed being here and being in the house of God with you this week. And I want to say this real quick. If I lived in this area, I would not have to pray very long about where to go to church. Help me. Huh? And I'll tell you this. Y'all do four things for your church. I probably have told you this before, but most Baptists have to tell them seven times before they get it. So I want to say this tonight. Four things y'all do for your church. Number one, y'all attend it. And you've done that well this week. Number two, y'all command it. You say, what's that mean? That means brag on it. Number three, you ought to recommend it. And number four, you ought to defend it. Amen. Hello? And I love my church. And I'll tell you this tonight. There's two or three things you're not going to talk about to me. Number one, you're not going to talk about my brethren. I sat at a table with a preacher a few weeks ago. And he brought up a preacher you and I have talked about this week. Good man of God, great man of God. And I seen where he was going with that real quick. And I think it probably hurt my love offering. But I stopped it. I stopped. Listen, you're not going to talk about my brethren. And you're not going to talk about my church. And you're not going to talk about my pastor. And you're not going to talk about my family. Is that good preaching? And so anyhow, I just, hey, back your church. Love you, man of God. And when's the 25th anniversary? First week of August. I'm going to take that Sunday off and come down here. And I'm going to make a motion and get a second, and we're going to send them to Hawali. Hallelujah. And all right. And hey, you love them. God bless you for that. I mean that with all my heart. And every church, the last two churches I pastored, when I left, you know what they done? They give me $1,000 a year for my service. Matter of fact, one of them give me three times probably from a service. And you'll say, and can I say this? I don't know if a man of God that's doing the right job and doing a good job, it's overpaid. Brother Miller, am I telling it right? I really don't. So you love your preacher, take good care of him. And first Sunday in August, I'll come back down, and I might have a CD made that week before y'all can buy my CD singing, okay? And but anyhow, you do that, and God will bless you for that. And I know he will. And I love your preacher and his wife. You love him, take care of him, and God will bless you for that tonight. I just had just a handful of prayer cards. You probably already got one. If you don't have it, hope you'll be sure and get it tonight. Put my wife now on your prayer list. We sure do need your prayer, so do pray for us, if you will. And good to see you in service tonight. So good to see my friend, Brother Miller, and his family, wife, and with us in service tonight. I'd drive from Rock Hill down to see my grandbabies. As a matter of fact, I'd drive from Rock Hill down here to see your grandbabies. Why didn't Lulu sing in the choir tonight with the rest of them?
She's coming.
She's, yeah, I'm telling you. Man alive, I'm about ready to take them kids home with me, I'm telling you. And they are precious. Them grandchildren are the reward of not killing your own young'uns. And I love them tonight, I sure do. Why don't you look with me tonight. Again, thank you for letting me come. Thank you for the offering this week, the offering you took up for my wife. I thank you for that, and I sure will be getting you a letter in the mail just as soon as we get home. So do pray for us if you will. Luke chapter 24. Was coming down the road Saturday to church to meet the preacher Saturday afternoon. I told my wife, I said, write this down. And she wrote down what I said. Then I said, number one, write this down, number one. She wrote that down. Then I said, that sounds pretty good, write down number two. And I gave her the number two point. And so this week it's been working in my heart all week. I'm going to do something I very seldom do. I got hundreds of messages. I do preach new messages, but that's not too often. So I'm going to break a brand new one in on you tonight. And if it don't go, I'll come back tomorrow night and preach something else, okay? And but anyhow, I want to do that. You know, an evangelist, actually evangelists don't have 10 messages, but he's got about 40 titles. Luke chapter 24. Let's stand together, please. My favorite part of the year is right now. I love Easter season. And what I'm going to say tonight will not bother your preacher one bit. Because I promise you, he's probably got a whole lot better message on the resurrection than I got. But I want to give you what I had got coming down the road this week. And I trust God will use it to speak to our hearts tonight. And by the way, if you're not living a resurrected life, you're missing the greatest joy in all the world. I mean that with all my heart. And notice in Luke chapter 24, verse number 1. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they come unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. There's a good message in this. Preach on who all come to the tomb. Wow. Mary Magdalene, I'm telling you, buddy, are you listening to me? God done something for her. It's some good stuff there. I don't have time to preach that. Look at verse 2. And found the stone rolled away. And by the way, they didn't roll the stone away to let him out. They rolled the stone away to let us in. Hallelujah. Roll away this, from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Anybody got any idea why they didn't find it? It wasn't there. That's right. And it came to pass in verse number four. And it came to pass as they prepared thereabout. Behold, two men stood by them and shining garments. And as they were, And as they were afraid, and bowed down to the earth, their face to the earth, and to the earth, and they said one to another, why seek ye of the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen. Remember how he spake unto you, how when he was yet in Galilee, how saying the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and they told all these things unto the leaven, and unto all the rest. Our Heavenly Father, as we look in the Word of God tonight, I have a real desire to be a blessing and be a help tonight. I realize tonight again I'll not be that if you don't help me tonight. Lord, I want to tell you now and I want to thank you now. Lord, for everything you've done this week, I have enjoyed being here. And I appreciate what you've done in the house of God this week. But Lord, everything you have done will not be sufficient for the next few minutes. So I pray you'll help us tonight. I pray the Spirit of God will take the Word of God tonight. And may the written Word become the living Word in our hearts tonight. I speak to our heart out of the Word of God tonight. I meet every need tonight. Then most of all tonight, there's somebody here lost. I pray you'll save them. I pray you'll finger around their heart. I pray they'll see their need of Christ and get saved tonight by the good grace of God. And we'll thank you for all you do. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for sitting. You can be seated. The first thing I said to my wife coming down the road Saturday was, write this down. The benefit of the resurrection. The benefit of the resurrection. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men shall say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. Thank God he's alive tonight. He's not dead, but thank God he's alive tonight. I'll say this for our priest tonight. There's a number of major doctrines has found in the Word of God that the devil fights more than others. One of them is the inspiration of the Scriptures. He don't want you to believe the Bible. And it's the inspiration of the Scriptures tonight. Matter of fact, if you study it, you'll find in Genesis chapter number 3, how he attacked the Word of God. And he's still doing that tonight. He attacks the inspiration of the Scriptures. And number 2, he attacks this evening, the incredible virgin birth. Thank God for the virgin birth tonight. And the devil attacks that. Number 3, he attacks also how the impeccable blood of Christ. He don't you believe in the blood of Christ. But I'll say also tonight, how one of the things the devil attacks tonight is a bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He don't you to believe that tonight. And I'll just say this tonight. Thank God he lives tonight. Thank God he rose tonight. Thank God he arose tonight in a body. Hey, listen to me. Bible said here in this text tonight, look at verse 5 again. Bible said, why seek you the living among the dead? Look at verse 6. And he is not here, but he is risen. I'll say he got up, thank God, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And hallelujah, he lives tonight. I said he lives tonight. Listen to this tonight. He lives in a tangible body. He got up in a tangible body. Are you hearing me? I was preaching revival years ago for Brother Jack Conley, you know him, and over in Easley, South Carolina. And I did what every saved preacher does. I went to the flea market. If you've never been to the flea market in Pickens, you ought to go sometime. They got a humdinger of a flea market. And I sat there looking around that day, and I was just giving out gospel tracts, inviting people to the meeting. And I walked up to this guy, and I gave him a gospel tract. He had a stuff out that he was selling. And I said, sir, could I share a gospel tract with you? He said, yes, sir. Then he said, can I share one with you? I said, yes, sir. And I looked down at it and I said, you believe Christ died for us? He said, absolutely. I said, you believe Christ lived a sinless life? He said, absolutely. I said, you believe he died for the sins of the world? He said, absolutely. I said, do you believe salvation by grace? He said, yes, sir. And I said, wonderful. That's what I believe. And he gave me that tract and I put it in my pocket. I started to walk away, and as I was walking away, the Holy Ghost said, go back and ask him one more question. I said, what's that? Here it is. He said, ask him. He said he believed in the resurrection. But ask him, does he believe in a bodily resurrection? And I walked back over and I said, sure, I like everything you've said. But I want to ask you one more question. He said, what's that? I said, do you believe he literally rose in a bodily resurrection? He said, absolutely not. I said, you believe he died? He said, yeah. I said, you believe he's crucified? Yeah. But you don't believe he resurrected in a tangible body? He said, absolutely not. I said, well, what do you believe rose? He said, his spirit got up. I said, well, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a spirit eat fish? Have you ever seen a spirit walk around? You ever seen a spirit talk audibly? You ever seen a spirit sit down and have supper with somebody? Are y'all hearing me preach tonight? I will tell you, hallelujah, thank God you and I to say, hey, we've been in a bodily, literal, bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. I got my blood pressure, up this week. My daughter sent me a thing on the phone. And in North Carolina, they're all over North Carolina. Brother Miller will know about these. Of course, he don't go there. But I'm sure he knows about what I'm talking about. The Elevation Church. It's in California, the mother church. But they're all over everywhere. And the Elevation Church in North Carolina. One of the pastors wrote this, and I wrote it down. Here's what he said in the Elevation Church. He said, there's some words that will not be used during Easter season. Number one is Calvary. Number two is resurrection. And number three, we'll not be talking about the blood. And he said to promote Easter services, we will not be using them words. He said, I'm not going to say anything or any phrase of those words because it makes some people feel like they're an outsider. That's exactly what he said. I've got it right here. That's what he said. Are you listening to me tonight? That's exactly what he said. I'm going to make a statement. Don't get mad at me. That crowd's going to hell wide open. If they believe what they just said, are y'all hearing me tonight?
Go ahead,
I'm about to get stirred up to preach, and I don't want to go that way. But hear me tonight. I'm telling you, if they believe what they say they believe, they ain't got a chance to go to heaven. I will tell you, it's through the blood. It's through Calvary. Thank God it's through the resurrection. That's how we're saved. Are you listening? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God got his spirit up. That's as dumb as a stick. Are you hearing me? He didn't have spirit. I'm telling you, he got up bodily. And again, I want to say this tonight. They don't even have a form of religion. You know, a form is something that you farm out. If you're going to pour that sidewalk out there, you get you some 1x4 boards. And put down this side, put down this side, and you put the cement in the middle. They don't even have no boundaries. They don't even have a form of godliness. I don't see how in the world anybody could, I got to get off this. I don't see how anybody in the world ever could be deceived into such thing as that. I will tell you that. Thank God he lives tonight. I said, thank God he lives tonight. He's alive tonight. Oh, yes, he is tonight. And by the way, it's not only a biblical fact, it's a historical truth. I said it's not only a biblical fact, it's a historical truth. Listen, there's over 600 religions in the world today. And every one of them except one can be traced to a tomb somewhere or a grave somewhere. And 599 of those leaders, bones are laid in the graveyards tonight. But if you go, hallelujah, I'm about to shout, are y'all hearing me? Hey, you get on a jet airplane and go to Israel tonight and go out into the little garden tonight. I want to tell you, walk into the tomb. Hallelujah. He's not there. He's not there. Are you listening? It's the only, and by the way, it's the only religion, Christianity, that we have a leader tonight, that he's alive tonight. He's not dead. He's alive. He's not dead. He's alive. Brother Carl Lackey. Everybody need to know Brother Carl Lackey. Brother Carl Lackey had pastored in Mount Airy, North Carolina for many, many years. Mean as a junkyard dog. But he's a great preacher. He really was. He put the grease where it squeaked. If it didn't squeak, he'd put some grease there anyhow. But here's what I started to say. Brother Lackey was in Israel. And he said, there's a group of them going down to the garden tomb. And said, there's a little black girl in the group with them. And so the little black girl got inside of the tomb. And she ran ahead of everybody. And got down to the garden tomb. And ran in. And by the time they got there, she ran back out. She said, hey, he ain't there, he done gone. He done gone, thank God. I'm telling you that. Hallelujah, he's alive. I say he's alive. I say he's alive tonight. You take that Bible right there and start in Matthew. All four Gospels record the fact that He resurrected. You go to the book of Acts tonight over and over and over and over again. He preaches about the resurrection. I like what Paul said about the resurrection. Romans chapter 1 verse number 4 said He was declared to be the Son of God with power because God raised Him from the dead. I read this today and I wrote it down. There were two men some years ago decided they was going to disprove Christianity and the Bible was not true. And as a result of that, Christianity would be the downfall of Christianity. And it's going to prove two Bible truths that weren't true. Number one, one of them was going to prove that the Apostle Paul, there was no such thing as a conversion on the Damascus Road. The other one was going to take the resurrection. And they're going to study it for a year and come back and show the world Christianity is not real. They both went for a year and developed those two subjects and developed those two thoughts. After 1 year, they come back. And when they come back, they was born again Christians. Are you hearing me tonight? I want to say tonight, He's declared to be the Son of God with power. He's alive! He's alive! Are you hearing me preach this evening? I'm telling you this evening, He's alive. But I'll talk to you tonight. Look at verse 6 again. Why you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but He is risen. And I want to list some places how the Bible tonight. I don't want to preach that way, but I want to list some places tonight how the Bible. And I want to show you every place I pick out of the Bible tonight. It's going to deal with the fact that He's alive tonight. The benefit of the resurrection. The benefit. If there was no resurrection, we'd be a bunch of false witnesses. Yeah, we just well go join that other witness false crowd. Huh? Are you hearing me tonight? We'd be a bunch of false. We'd be a bunch of liars tonight. Because we've been telling everybody He's alive. I want to say tonight, I'm not a liar. I'm not a false witness. Thank God. Hallelujah. He's alive tonight. He's alive tonight. The benefit. That word benefit is not found. Or benefits with an S on it. It's not found but three times in the Bible. Psalm 68 verse 19. Bless the Lord. Who daily loadeth us with His benefits. Psalm 103 verse 2. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Psalm 116 verse number 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits towards me? How the word benefits with an S on it is only found three times. Benefit, single, without the S on it, is found five times. And it means the act of doing good. It means the act of mercy. It means the act of doing good. It means recompense good. I want to tell you tonight, thank God. Hey, we got something to be happy about. We got something to shout about. We got something to rejoice about. Hey, the benefit of the resurrection. I got to preach. I got to go home. It's 5 minutes after 7. I got to go. Here we go. I'll say first of all tonight. Now, I told you Sunday. We're going by Alabama time down here. So it's 5 minutes after 7 in Alabama. Here we go. I want to lift a few places in the Bible. Just a few places in the Bible. And show the benefits of the resurrection tonight. He's not here. Why seek you living among the dead? He's not here. He said He is risen. And the benefit of that tonight. First of all tonight, I'll say because of the resurrection, we have the benefit of life. Life. I got life. I got life. I got never dying life. Are you hearing me? This is verse right here. John 14 verse 19. Yet a little while, and the world shall see me no more. You know why? Because you're getting ready to die. But you shall see me. And because I live, you shall live also. Because I live, you shall live also. Hear me tonight. Thank God. Hey, we got life tonight. I'm telling you, let's see, we got life this evening. Think about this tonight. That life that we got tonight. What kind of life is it tonight? It's eternal life. It's never dying life. It's never dying. Look at me tonight. I'm never going to die. Now they may put my body in the grave one day, but thank God my soul is fit. It's going to be with the Lord. Hey, we got never dying life because He's alive tonight. As long as He don't die again, we got it made. Yeah. And I got some good news. That's not going to happen. And I'll tell you tonight, the quantity. The quantity. That's a big word for a mountain boy. The quantity of that life. It simply means tonight, it's eternal. It's eternal. It's forever and forever and forever. I'll tell you, when a million years has passed, I'm going to be somewhere, thank God, shouting it out on the other side. Are you listening? The quantity of that life. But how about the quality of that life? You'll say, what do you mean quality? Well, the quality of this life tonight is not only eternal, but the quality of it tonight, it's abundant. It's abundant. Listen to this verse. John chapter 10, verse number 10. How the Bible talks about that, that he's give us. The thief come not but to steal and to kill and destroy. But I've come that you might have what? Help me. Life. And that you might have it what? Somebody help me. More abundantly. Abundantly would be enough. But it's more than abundantly. I got more than about a life. I got more than I need tonight. I'm telling you, hear me tonight. Oh, hear the benefit of the resurrection tonight. You and I got life this evening. And we're going to live forever, thank God. Man, I feel like preaching. Think about this tonight. You're going to live forever. And Mom, listen to me. You're not going to have the gout in your foot. And you're not going to have to worry about surgery. You're not going to have to worry about any of that. I hope ain't nobody around my wife during when Jesus comes. Because when she gets her glorified body, all that stuff they planted in her, she's had both knee replacements. She's had a hip replacement. She's had a shoulder replacement. She had a surgery 2 or 3 weeks ago here. And all that stuff they put in her, you better not be around her to rapture. I'm telling you, that stuff go flying out, hurt, hit you in the head. Are y'all hearing me? Hey, I'm telling you, with the quality of this life, it's abundant tonight. Abundant simply means this, exceedingly. Very high, beyond measure, more than enough, far beyond our expectation. I say when you got saved, hey, hear me tonight, you got abundant life. Now say the benefit of the resurrection. He said, because I live, you live also. It's forever, thank God. By the way, that abundant life, you know where it's at? It's found in the Old Testament. You say, where's it at in the Old Testament? Well, the Lord told Joshua and Caleb, told all Israel, said, I'll give you Canaan if you want it. It's yours. All you got to do is go possess it. And I'll tell you this real quick. Canaan's not heaven. No, Canaan's not heaven at all. There's giants in Canaan. There's problems in Canaan. But I'm telling you, I get to heaven, there ain't going to be no problem. But I tell you what Canaan is. It's a picture of a spirit-filled abundant life that you'd have right now. Hear me tonight. I'm talking about abundant life, thank God. Hey, listen to me. They had grapes over there. They were so big you could make share camps out of the halls. They had watermelons over there. Hey, friend, I'm telling you, you could dig a watermelon out and make a canoe out of the Rhine. They had bananas over there so big, it took a log truck to haul them. Are y'all hearing me? That's abundant life. Hey, can I tell you something? That's what I've got tonight. I enjoy being saved, thank God. I enjoy being saved. I want to say, first of all, tonight, he said he's not here, he's risen. And the benefit of the resurrection, you and I tonight, we've got life tonight. I can preach a while right now, I got to move. I want to say number two, he says he's not here, he's risen. I would say the benefit of it's not only we have abundant life, but I'll say the benefit of that tonight, the benefit of the resurrection tonight, you know what you and I have? We have liberty. You see what I mean? We got liberty tonight. Guess what happened in that tomb? Those grave clothes come off. By the way, I think he stood up and took them off. Yeah. He didn't only take them off, he folded them real nice. Laid them over to the side. I wish I had time to preach on that. There's a message right there. And laid the message of the grave clothes. I got a message on that. And the message of those grave clothes. And laid them over to the side. Listen, friend. If somebody stole his body away, them clothes wouldn't have been folded over to the side. If somebody took his body away like they accused it, are you listening? No, it wouldn't have been that way. I tell you what happened, bless the Lord, out resurrection morning sometime before daylight. Yeah, eye began to open. Fingers began to move. Leg began to kick. Up from the ground he arose, thank God. Laid aside that, those grave clothes. Hear me tonight. You know what happened? You got saved. Hey, you got liberty, thank God. You remember John chapter 11? Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, come forth. And Jesus said, loosen him and let him go. Lord, how much? I'm about to get loose tonight. Are y'all hearing me? I tell you, the benefit of the resurrection is liberty. Thank God I've been set free tonight. If the Son doth hold, I shall make you free. And you shall be free indeed. At liberty tonight. He got up, thank God. He walked out of that tomb. Are you listening to me tonight? Liberty. I'll tell you this. There was some stuff going on from the day they put him in to the day he got out. A lot of people never preach about it. But I love preaching about it. He was talking about liberty. There was some that held captive. I believe was turned loose. Are you listening to me? Listen to what the Bible said. Matthew 27 verse 52. And the graves were open. And many of the body of the saints which slept arose. And came out of the graves after the resurrection. And went into the holy city and appeared to many. I don't know what you believe about that, but I'm going to tell you what I believe in just a minute. Let me read you another verse. Bible said in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 8, wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captive to captive and give gifts unto man. And now he that ascended is the same that descended and the lower parts of the earth. And he that descended is the same that ascended above the heavens. Are you listening to me? I'm going to tell you what happened. Here's what I believe happened. I believe Don Schuyler's right. I listen to what he said. I believe he's right. I believe when Jesus resurrected, and if you don't believe this, it's fine with me. But I believe when he got up, I believe all the Old Testament saints got up. They're in heaven tonight. Listen to this. Paul says, we're compassed about. Hebrews 12:1. Wherefore we're compassed about with so greater cloud of witnesses. Who is that crowd? It's that crowd he saw in chapter 11. Them heroes of the faith. You say, what are you saying tonight, preacher? I'm telling you what I'm saying tonight. Here's what I'm saying. While he was in the tomb, his spirit descended into the heart of this earth and on the paradise of hell where them Old Testament saints was. I'm telling you, here's what he said. Y'all get ready. Hey, Abraham, get up. Hey, David, y'all get ready to get out here. Hey, saints of God of all, we're getting ready to move. Are y'all hearing me? And I'm telling you that when he come out of that grave, that crowd come out with it. You know what? You know what the benefit of the resurrection? Liberty. We have liberty tonight. And I'll say this to you real quick tonight. If you're saved tonight, you've got that. If you don't, if you're not saved, you don't have that tonight. Oh, but I'll tell you, here's what happened. He just descended in the heart of the earth. I believe he led captive free out toward that side of paradise, out of hell. Are you listening to me? And they're in heaven tonight. Are you hearing me? I'm preaching the Bible. Out there in heaven tonight. Boy, right before he come out. You know what he done? He looked at Old Testament crowd and said, we're getting ready to go somewhere. Yeah. we're getting ready to go somewhere. And right before he left, you got any keys. Right before he left, I'll tell you what he done. Here's what he done. Right before he left, he walked over the devil and took a set of keys that was in the devil's hand and took them out of his hand. He said, I'm he that liveth. I was dead, but behold, Revelation 1:18, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and hell. Hey, Mr. Devil, you're a liar. Hey, Mr. Lord, I feel like jumping up here. Y'all hear me preach tonight? The benefit of the resurrection. Why would you let the devil give you problems? Why would you let the devil ride in your car? I'm not talking about your wife. Why would you let the devil go home with you and get in the bed with you at night? I'm telling you not, our Savior's got the keys. The booger man don't have the keys to his own house. Hallelujah. The benefit of the resurrection. Hey, you and I have liberty tonight. We have liberty tonight. Ma'am, would you drive him home tonight? And are you hearing me? And I'm telling you this, see, the benefit of the resurrection. Liberty tonight. Listen to me, child of God. We're free. Thank God we're free indeed. Hallelujah. I got liberty in my soul tonight. I wrote this down. I got liberty. Liberty from the conscience that troubled me. Amen. Liberty from the conscience that troubled me. I've seen some people in this room this week with troubling consciences. The Spirit of God spoke to their heart. And they're troubled about that. They're bothered about that. Yeah, hey, listen now. As a result of the resurrection, I have liberty from conscience that trouble me. As a result of the resurrection, I have liberty from the condemnation that judge me. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Hey, as a result of this liberty now, I have liberty now from that old crowd that used to use me. I got liberty tonight. Thank God. He said, I'm he that liveth. He got up. They got up with him. One day the trump of God's going to sound. We're all going to get up. Man. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, friend, the benefit of the resurrection. I believe I'll write down another one going down the road. I want to say number two, the benefit of the resurrection is the benefit of liberty. But then I want to say, because of the resurrection night, we have the benefit of living. I said life while ago, but I'm talking about living now. While God's talking about eternal life, right now I'm talking about right now. At 15 after 8 right now, this is what I'm talking about right now. The benefit of living. The benefit of living. I want to tell you, he gave me something worth living for. Right. As a result of the resurrection, I'm going to read you the verse in a minute. The songwriter said this. I'm not going to sing it. Here we go. The benefit of the resurrection. Listen to this verse right here. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. I told you last night I was going to preach on it. Watch this verse. And if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. You say that's talking about the rapture. No, it's not. It's talking about right now. Let me explain it to you. You know what Paul said, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54, Paul said this. This corruption is going to put on incorruption. This corruption, that's right now. But the incorruption is the rapture. This mortal, that's right now, is going to put on immortality. Notice what Paul said. He said, you've been raised with Christ, Christ raised from the dead, and quickened your mortal bodies. That's talking about right now. In other words, here's what I'm saying. You live for God right now. I got a resurrected body right now. I got a resurrected spirit right now. And I'll say to you now what I mean by that. I say, but this tonight, he'll give you victory now. You're going to have victory over this old mortal flesh tonight. This flesh is rotten. This flesh stinks tonight. There's nothing godly about our flesh tonight. It's just filthy rags in the sight of God. I'm going to tell you this tonight. There's no excuse for not living for God in this day. You can justify yourself all you want to. You say, she done it, he done it. Well, that don't make a bit of difference. Listen to me now. The benefit of the resurrection tonight. I can live tonight. This mortal body. Hey, he's saying, let me read the verse again. And if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. That means make alive. Your mortal bodies by the spirit that dwelleth in you. I'm glad, thank God I live for Jesus now. I don't have to smoke dope. I don't have to shoot drugs. I don't have to drink Bud Dumber. I don't have to do none of that tonight. I won't tell you, I've got a resurrected spirit in my soul. Hey, you live for God right now. Are you listening? Oh, listen, I'll say this again before I move. There's no excuse. No excuse. You got the Holy Ghost living in you. He moved in when you got saved. And I won't say to you now, the benefit of the resurrection now, we can live for him now. This mortal body. That same spirit that raised Christ up will help you daily. And he'll help me daily. And by the way, somebody said this. Boy, I sure do feel sorry for y'all. Y'all don't never have no fun. Let me ask y'all a question. Do I look like my mother-in-law sitting at the house on the front porch? You're looking at one happy fella tonight. I'm happy tonight and ain't even trying to be. It's just there. Because this spirit that lives in me, that quickens this mortal body daily. Daily you can have victory in your soul. I want to tell you, I love living for Jesus. I say, sweeter gets a journey every day. Hey, serving Jesus really does pay. I get happiness heavenly way. I'm telling you now, thank God, the benefit of the resurrection. Oh, the benefit of living. But then the Bible says here, why seek you the living among the dead? He's not here. He's risen. Not only the benefit of life, the benefit of liberty, the benefit of living. But I love this, and your preacher's quoted it several times this week. Here it is. Let me read it to you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. There's the benefit of learning. The benefit of learning. I've been learning a long time I've been reading this Bible a long time. I'm coming through it again this year. I'm over in, I'm in I finished 2 Samuel. What's after 2 Samuel? Somebody help me. Yeah, that's exactly where I'm at. Chapter 5 in 1 Kings. And I'll tell you that I've been through the New Testament this year. Now I'm that far in the Old Testament. And, can I tell you something? Now, this book won't hurt you. It won't hurt you. You say, I don't have time to read it. I bet you're dead on a hammer. I bet you ain't got a bit of victory. I bet you find fault with everybody and everything in the world. Hey, are you hearing me now? You get your nose in this book right here. Hide your face in the Word of God. I'm telling you, sometimes I'll just turn it on the radio. I got one of them deals. I have to work to get it there. The Lord let my wife and I get a car not long ago, and it's got all this computer stuff on it. I kept it a month. I had to go back to the Toyota place, get them to show me how to cut the radio on. That's a God's truth. I've never seen so much stuff in my life. But I know this. My phone goes through the radio. And I know if I keep hitting buttons long enough, it'll come up Bible on the screen. And I listen, and I'll put it right over where it's at. And I'll just drive down the road and join the King James. Hello. It's wonderful. Hear me tonight. The benefit of learning. Paul said that I might know him. He'd been saved 30 some years when he said that. The benefit of learning. That I might know him. I'll say this real quick tonight. I love everything I know about it. I love everything I'm learning about it. Oh, the benefit of knowing him. And the fellowship of his suffering. Being made conformable to it. Hear me tonight. You can know him. It might have to go through some suffering. But you know him in a way that you never know if you do that. The benefit of learning. I got to move. The benefit. Here's another benefit. There's the benefit of lecturing. Look in your Bible again. Bible says in the latter part of verse 5. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. And remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and raised the third day. And they remembered his words, and they returned from the sepulchre and told all those things unto the 11 and to all the rest. Here's the benefit tonight. It's the benefit of lecturing. What do you mean lecturing? I mean telling it. You get to tell it tonight. Hey, did y'all know he's alive? Well, go down to Walmart tomorrow and find everybody can. Pat them on the shoulder and say, hey, sir, do you know he's alive? Hey, sir, do you know he's alive? It won't be long ago. I'll have you down in Orangeburg jail probably, but anyhow, are you listening? We can lecture tonight. The benefit of getting to tell. Hey, we get to talk about somebody that's alive. He's not dead. Hey, we get to talk about somebody that's sitting on the throne in heaven. He's not dead. Hey, we get to talk about somebody that's King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We get to talk about somebody that spoke walls into existence. He's alive, thank God. The benefit of lecturing. Did you know this? All four Gospels, all four of them, talks about the Great Commission. And by the way, he said in Matthew 28, verse 10, go tell my brethren. Mark chapter number 16, verse 7, he said, go tell the disciples, and I love this, and Peter. Don't you know Peter need to hear that about that time? That's another message. The Bible talks about also in Luke here, verse number 5 and 6. Go tell the rest of them. Tell the disciples and tell the rest of them. Also in John, he said, as my Father sent me, even so send I you. And we know that great commission. That classic great commission is found at the end of each one of them gospels. And what we're doing, we're going to all the world. And here's what we're to do. We're to evangelize and stabilize and baptize. That's exactly what we're supposed to do. Go in all the world, teaching them. Win them to God. Teaching them, evangelizing. Stabilizing them. Show them why they're saved. And then baptize them. Don't get mad at me. If you get saved tonight and want to get baptized, that's entirely up to you and your preacher. But I like to kind of let them know why they're getting baptized. I had a new converts class when I pastored. And most of the time, I taught that new converts class. And I was at church tonight, and I'm not criticizing some of them. You're friends of mine. Hey, they get profession. They take them straight to the babs and baptize. It's okay if you want to do that. Brother Roloff said, you better do it. They might not come back. are you listening to me? But I'll say tonight, hey, we ought to teach them tonight. And tell them to know why they're getting baptized. Are you hearing me tonight? At death, burial, resurrection. That's what it's all about tonight. Going down into that watery grave and dying out to the world, raised to walk that new life. I say hallelujah tonight. Hear me tonight. I say thank God that we can lecture the benefit of the resurrection. We can tell it. We can lecture tonight. I'm going to close. The benefit of the resurrection. The benefit of the resurrection. The benefit of life, the benefit of liberty, the benefit of... I'm going to preach on this someday. I'm going to write down. The benefit of living, the benefit of learning, but then there's the benefit of lecturing. Then I wrote this down a while ago. There's the benefit, because of the resurrection, we have the benefit of a land that's fairer than day. You say any scripture about that? Yes. Let me read it to you. Blessed be the God and Father, 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead to an inheritance. I believe I heard somebody preach on that last night. To an inheritance. It's incorruptible. It's undefiled. That fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. The benefit of the resurrection tonight, the benefit of that tonight, is a land that's fairer than day. I'm going to get to go because of the resurrection. I'm going to get to enjoy heaven because of the resurrection. He died for your sins, but He rose for your justification. And I'll tell you this tonight. Hear me and hear me real good. The benefit of the resurrection tonight is having the benefit of a land that's fairer than day. I don't know about y'all, but I've had about all this world I want. It's sick. It's pitiful. I wish I hadn't even seen it. A post come up on my phone today. Well, President Biden now is fussing because these trucks, tractors and trailers blow smoke out the smokestack. Isn't it said that we've got a God? He could create the universe. He made the universe. He created it. He spoke it into existence. But isn't it said that our God not only, He's not able in these days to take care of the environment. He's not able to take care of the what's going on around us and the environment. And isn't it so sad? We got to quit getting cars that burn gas, and you ought to find out where the electricity's coming from, ding-a-ling.
Go ahead.
Are you hearing me tonight? Listen to me tonight. I tell you what, I'm about to have all this world I want. Seem like I hear an echo from another world. This world's not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And the angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I cannot feel at home in this world anymore. Thank God because of the resurrection. Amen. Because of the resurrection. I had another one here. If that one didn't go, I was going to switch over to this one. I preached this one before. Our faith can remain full because a grave remains empty. That's a good outline. Our faith remains full because a grave remains empty. Our faith remains full because of the promises that's real. Our faith remains full because of the paradise that's empty. Our faith remains full because, and I lost the other point. Here it is. Our faith remains full because of the people that it's accepted. Hey, I'll tell you, our faith can remain full tonight because our graveyard's empty where He was at. Amen. Some of these days, and I don't know when, but some of these days, Paul said this, I wouldn't have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. By the way, that sleep is talking about a body. It's just the body. It's not the soul and spirit. Preachers already quoted it. Be absent from the bodies. Be present with the Lord. When they be, brethren, concern them which are asleep. That's the body. By the way, that's the house they lived in. My house that I live in is 208 miles up the road, 3 hours away. If Charlotte gets out of the way, please pray about that. And the house I live in is in Boonville, North Carolina. My house is there, but I'm here. My loved one that's checked out in this world is not saved. All that's laid in that hope chest, that's what that is. Amen. That's what Joseph put him in a hope chest. Look it up. You put precious things in the hope chest. I got to get off that, but anyhow, that's just a house he lived in. That's just a house he lived in. He's somewhere else.
That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know what's going to happen at the trumpet? We're going to come back with them, and our bodies that's in the graveyard is going to get up, going to be changed in a moment, twinkling an eye. And we're going to go be with the Lord forevermore and have a body just like the Son of God. I felt pretty good when I was 33. That's been 100 years ago. Let's stand to our feet. The benefit of the resurrection. Father, help us tonight as she comes to piano and our brother comes. We'll get ready to sing in just a minute. Thank you for speaking to my heart. Thank you for helping me preach tonight. I really was nervous when I stepped up here. But about 3 minutes after starting, thank you, Father, for that unseen guest. That faithful one that's never failed us, that's never let us down. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the truth of the Word of God tonight. I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you're not just a spirit, but you're alive tonight. And I bless your good name for it. And I pray tonight, Lord, for somebody in this service tonight that's unsaved. I pray, God, tonight you'll speak to the heart. Be somebody here not living that victorious life because of the resurrection. We have victory over this old mortal body, this old mortal flesh that we live in. There's no excuse for not living for God right now because we are the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Help us tonight live for you. Love you. Help us to lecture about you and help us to do what we're supposed to do, tell others about you. And Lord, again, I want to thank you tonight. Lord, because of the resurrection, there's a land that's fairer than day. I have an inheritance. It's incorruptible. I've never been anywhere like that. It's undefiled. I've never been anywhere like that. It's reserved in heaven. My name's already there. My rewards are already there. And one day I'll be there. I'm glad it's kept. It's guarded. It's a military term. It's guarded tonight by the power of God. Thank you for that tonight. Our heads are bowed. Nobody looking around. She's playing right softly. I'm going to ask two questions. I'm going to get out of the way in just a minute. I'm in this building now while nobody's looking but the pastor tonight. Say, preacher, there's no doubt in my mind if I died tonight, I'd go to heaven. I know I've been born again. I'm 100% sure if I died tonight, that's all taken care of. I know I'm saved. If you know that, would you lift your hand real high all over the building? I'm looking. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about it. If you're sure about it, hold your hand high. I see them. You can put them down. Now I couldn't help but notice there's some hands that didn't go up. And I'll tell you this real quick. I promise you, I didn't do that to embarrass you. I did that so I would know how to pray. And here's what I want to do right now. If you're not saved or you're not 100% sure, if you died right now, if you're not sure about that, you're not 100% sure you go to heaven. You say, can I be 100% sure? Absolute. Is the Bible true? The Bible's true, friend. I promise you. It's on the promise of the Word of God. You can know you're going to heaven tonight. I wonder this tonight. I wonder if there'd be somebody in this building tonight say, preacher, you know, I'm not really sure about that. I don't really have that full assurance in my heart. But on the last night of this revival, I want to lift my hand, and by raising my hand, I want you to pray for me that I'll get assurance or that I'll know that I'm going to heaven one day. I certainly don't want to die and go to hell. I need that tonight, preacher. Would you pray for me tonight before we leave? I will if you raise your hand. I'm looking. Just lift it real high, put it right back down. We're going to finish my prayer. We're going home in just a minute. Preacher, I'd like to know that tonight. I'd like to know that. Listen to me. God's knocking on your heart. You ought to let him have his way. You've got a choice. You can say yes or you can say no. If you say yes, you'll be the happiest you've ever been. If you say no, you'll be the sorriest you've ever been if you die without God. It's going to be a sad day, friend. Preacher, I'm not saved. I'm not sure. I want to live my hand for prayer tonight. I want to know that. Will you pray for me right now? I will if you raise your hand. I'm looking right now. Do you care enough to let me pray for you? I'm looking. You're one step from death, friend. That's all. If you die without God, it's going to be sad. Now, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for having me preach tonight. I want to thank you for the promises of the Word of God about the resurrection. I want to thank you, Lord, tonight Romans 1:4 is so true. Paul said he was declared to be the Son of God with power. And every time I talk about resurrection, there's resurrection power there. Not only preaching power, but Lord, there's power to live for God daily. Thank you, Lord, that you help us daily. And I pray tonight, Lord, for that one here that's lost. Not everybody raised their hand. And Lord, that one here that's lost tonight, I pray this will be the night they'll walk down one of these aisles. Let somebody take the Bible and show them how easy and how simple it is. How simple it is to be saved. Please don't let them leave lost. Please don't let them leave lost. Right before the preacher comes, right before we sing, before I got saved, one of the reasons I didn't get saved, I thought it was hard. I thought I'd have to memorize scripture. I thought I'd have to do this and that and the other. I didn't even have to read one verse. I didn't have to do anything but furnish a sinner and ask God to save me, and God done the rest. And I believe this with all my heart. That night I left my girlfriend's driveway and drove 12 miles to get my daddy out of bed to pray with me. Probably I got saved backing out of the driveway because my heart was turned towards God. I went on and went through what I was supposed to go through, but I ain't so sure I didn't get saved then. And you know what? You could get saved tonight. Step out in that aisle, start down this aisle. God may do the work even before you get the altar. It's the move of the heart. God's dealing with your heart. Won't you come right now? How about it? Won't you come?